Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, finish to the capo. Norelito Brigante, Cypress the killer, old brain. Yo, I run these streets, man, I murk these beats. If it's sinners to the capital, man, I know no defeat. I'm a concrete angel, better watch when you say my name. Play the game, start a fucking war, hang you with your chain. Put a bullet in your brain, things will never be the same. Niggas sounding kinda lame, sinister is so insane. Do the game, homie, watch me come and dispute. We'll have your face twisted up like Mary Jo Butterfuco. I pollute you, deadlier than fucking AIDS. King of New York, motherfucker, and you know I got the spades. Sinister to the capital, this is battle. Axe war and we know no defeat. This is battle axe law. I'm a movement by myself, battle axe. Maybe better throw you off a fucking bridge in my battle axe weather. Deadly to the leather, yo, there's no way you winning. I'm a battle axe for you, this is just the beginning. 4-4 Desert Eagle, there's no way for you to stop me. We keep it battle axe, waistline rocking. Tick tock, goes the clock, you can't stop me. Fuck around with guns and sin, you'll get popped, B. Yeah, battle axe movement.
Norelito Pagani, fuck around with the head honcho. I ain't Colito and I'm killing fucking Benny Blanco. Leaving niggas bleeding, take their ass to the alley. I'm well known from the BX all the way to Cali. Who's next on the list? Merc, I'm line them up. Killers need their resume, niggas sign them up. These chrome hammers, blood stain, let me shine them up. Watch these motherfuckers slump down, wind them up. Back to basics, dead with no traces. Ox to your faces, Nori's catching cases. 4-4 Desert Eagles, there's no way for you to stop me. We keep it battle axe, waistline rocking. Tick tock goes the clock, you can't stop me. Fuck around with thunder, spin, you'll get popped.
No release, so Bragante, sinister the capo. Cypress the killer, pull the Glock and leave you baffled. Staggering, I'll leave you faggots in a bad predicament. Step on stage and break a leg and a ligament. When it comes to beef, my click brave like Atlanta. Stay mashing on your niggas, acting fruity like Panther. Stalk my prey in the night like a motherfucking panther. And my flow's so sick, I gave the microphone cancer. I stay murking niggas, leave you in the streets leaking. Ain't a concrete angel, I'm a concrete demon. Leave you breathing on rest for raiders. Have death knocking on your door. All you hearing is the neighbors calling the cops, the coroner drop your body at the morgue, slug hitting the floor from the shoddy.
4-4 Desert Eagles, there's no way for you to stop me. We keep it battle axe, waistline rocking. Tick tock goes the clock, you can't stop me. Fuck around with sons of sin, you'll get poppy.
Welcome to the Ash. We'll try that again. Welcome to the Ash Sue Show. Hope you're all okay. We have got a good show lined up for tonight. We had a fantastic show last night. We're obviously going to follow that trade on tonight as well. With obviously Sinister coming, as they all say, in the house. Hope everybody's all okay. I'm having problems at the moment with the chat. I don't know what on earth's happening, but it will not be. I've sent a post to Blog Talk Radio, and unfortunately, they haven't emailed me back yet, so I'm just waiting for that to sort itself out. Very quickly, just some updates to let you know. Please join the Ask Sue Show group on Facebook. We've got quite a few links going on there at the moment. Also, if you want to email me, you can email asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. Also, you can call into the studio if you want to come and say hello to Sinister. It's 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. Or if you're calling in from the UK, you can call in on 001 347-327-9694. So please go and join us there. You can also go and have a look and join up Sinister on Facebook. It's Sinister with a space and then the Sons of Sin. That's Sinister, the Sons of Sin. The links are on the Ask Sue Show group, so by all means, go and join us there. He's just absolutely brilliant. That song that we just played, obviously, is Sinister's. He's brought out a new one, and it's just absolutely fantastic. I'm going to try and play it. We've got a few problems at the moment with Blog Talk Radio, so hopefully we'll be able to play it onto the show very, very soon. But the links are also on the Ask Sue Show group page, so please go and have a look on there. It's called Concrete Angels, and it's called No Goodbyes, and it is absolutely fantastic. You can also join up with myself, Ask Sue Davis, on Twitter, and also you can join with Sinister, the Sons of Sin, also on Twitter. To say he's got quite a few friends is an understatement of the year, and he's absolutely fantastic. He does so much rescuing, various contributions to various things like Pitbull Salon Rescue with Bill, who's also in America. Just absolutely fantastic, so much, and just one of life's very much gentlemen. Talking of gentlemen, I've got to say thank you very much to Howard Epstein last night for, and also Jess, that came into the show to talk about Memphis as well. Please keep sharing the links for Memphis. We need to get that sorted. You know, that's been going on far too long, and we need to get that sorted ASAP. Now, obviously, I'm just waiting for Sinister to call into the show. You know, he's a very busy man, to say the least. So hopefully, I will not be having any problems with the telephone lines, even if everything else is going wrong. So you please just bear with me on this. Right, Concrete Angels, No Goodbyes is one of those songs that literally just makes you stop and listen. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely amazing, to say the least. So please go and have a look at that. Let me just have a quick look. Please go and join also Worldwide, Go Green and Blue for the Colton Backs and Memphis. This is what we were talking about last night. Howard has set up the event, and we need as many as we can to join up with that. It's growing already. So far we have got 780 going, 107 maybes, and invited 5,247 people. Oh, my goodness. I think we may have just, shared that, don't you think, to say the least. We've got quite a few on there that's helping with that. We've got Howard Epstein, Kayla Roberts, Cindy, Tammy, S and Cash, and Tammy, all working very hard, sharing the links and everything. So thank you very much to them. That you do an absolutely fantastic job. We've also got the Worldwide Seniors as well. Now, this is for the ones that are they're literally sitting on the back of the kennels. You know when you go and sometimes they look as if they're like 12-year-old or whatever, and they're sat at the back, they're not coming to the front. All they want is just a little quiet place to sit by the fire on a night. Do you know what I mean? And this is where we're just making it known. We've got 636 people going to this event. We've got 87 maybes and 4,373 people invited. So please go and join up. It's called Worldwide Go Green and Blue for the Senior Animals in the Shelters. So it's been absolutely fantastic. So thank you very much for that. I do believe, let me just see, I think I may just have Sinister on hold. Let me just see what we're doing here, because it's gone a bit turnt, man. Let me just see which one it is. You know, it all goes absolute pear-shaped. Please join Sinister on Facebook. He's on My Friends, so if you want to go and have a look there. He's also on the Ask Sue show, and so we'll be putting links for him on there as well. Now, let me just see if I've got this right. I think I may have. Hi, Sinister, is that you?
Sue, it's actually Howard.
Hello, darling. Right, well, hold on a minute. Let me hold you there for a minute.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Hold a minute. Sinister, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, darling. How are you doing? Oh, God, grief. I'm surrounded in men tonight. How are you doing, both of you?
I'm
Hi,
good.
Hi, Sinister. How are you doing, Sinister?
I'm good. How are you, brother?
I would like to thank you for all you do for the angels. I've, truly, from the bottom of my heart, you're an amazing guy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And that comes from New Yorker. And that comes from a New Yorker, Sinister.
Oh, you're a brother New Yorker. Oh, okay. Now that's a real compliment right there.
I went to junior high school in Hollis, Queens.
Oh, okay. Wow. That there you go. A New Yorker. That's what I like to hear. Thank you
there
very much. I appreciate that.
Sue's in trouble.
Yeah, she doesn't know about us New Yorkers too much out there in the UK. She's gonna have to get a crash course.
That's it, my friend. We'll have to bring us some real pizza.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. I don't think they have that kind of pizza out there.
Oh, my goodness. Sinister, just in case, I don't know if you two have met before on Facebook, I have just been literally adding you, Sinister, to Howard's events as well. Howard does loads of events for various dogs, and we've done loads of different things. Howard's been on the show, and he's another one of my angels of the show, to say the least, just like yourself, Sinister. And having the two of you on my show is an absolute privilege. It's brilliant to get people together, and both of you do an excellent job, and you're making the awareness known out there, and I love both of you. You're absolutely ace.
We love you, too.
Yes, we love you, too, Stu. As I tell people, you're our hero, too, so.
Oh, don't.
Sinister, back me up here, buddy.
We're going to get you a cape that says Superwoman on it, Sue.
That's it, Sinister. I love it. I love it. With a New York emblem on the back.
That's
you
right.
Got it.
We're going to make a New Yorker out of you yet.
That's it. That's it. That's right.
Oh, my God. I don't.
Sinister,
I said, it was so funny because Howard said last night, didn't you, Howard, said, oh, we must get Sue to America. And I said, I don't think America could cope with Ask Sue.
No, why not? You'll be fine here. Just tell him you know Sinister. You'll be fine. Trust
that's
me.
It. Hey, Sinister, we could take her to one of the diners in New York.
Oh, yeah. She'll love the greasy spoons out here for sure.
Oh, my God.
I gotta give a quick shout out to my homegirl, Cindy. I know she's listening right now up at the office working her ass off. So, Cindy, I love you, baby. I know you're listening. So, hello, Cindy.
Oh, bless her. Oh, do you know what? This is what I love about the Ask Sue show is when we can have laughs, but we can bring the seriousness in and everything else. It's just been absolutely brilliant. And we had a good show last night, didn't we, Howard, to be fair?
Yeah, we did have a very good show, and I have to tell you that... you know, we really got the word out yesterday. The awareness is getting there, and the rants are starting. So I haven't spoken to Jeff today, but I did speak to him yesterday, and him and Diane would like me to tell you that they really appreciate you letting Jeff go on and getting the word out. You know, Sinister, seriously, I do say to people, you know, I'm just an average guy, and you know, just a schlump from New York, as I say. And you know, Sue is just amazing to let folks like me come on here and spread the awareness. It's just truly an honor to be on her show every time.
You know, not for nothing, without guys like you, the message wouldn't be getting out, and a lot more dogs would be dying. So, you know, everybody who fights these dogs is a hero. You know what I mean?
Well, I appreciate that.
So, with that being said, I just want to tell everybody that September 8th, in the heart of Manhattan, Times Square, Sinister the Capo takes center stage on 41st and 42nd. It's one of the biggest events of the year for the Animal Alliance, Kay Ravello. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people there. I mean, this is the heart of Times Square. And I will be performing Justice for Lennox, which the BCC, unfortunately for you, everybody in New York Times Square will be hearing. So everybody from the BCC who has been writing me all the hate mail and telling me that I should stop singing the song, and everybody who is pro-BCC, you know what? You got a real problem now, because I'm going to be in the heart of New York singing that song and letting everybody know about the injustices that were done to Lennox. And I'll be performing Broken Silence also, and the song No Goodbyes as well. And, you know, so, and it's going to be live stream, so all my fans in the UK can watch it live. You can watch me perform via live stream.
Oh, you know, all I can say is a big, massive, free, massive, huge, tremendous cheers. Alleluia is all I can say to that. Howard, you going to go up and do a bit of rapping with Sinister then?
Well, I wish I could. I wish I could go back to New York, but right now it's too busy at work. But, you know, maybe he'll play a concert in L.A., and then I can hook up with him. We can do a big benefit out here in L.A.
Well, I'll tell you what, brother, that's in the works.
Okay.
Los Angeles is in the works.
Okay. Well, you let me know when you're out here. We'll hook up, and, you know, I'll show you around the town here. It'll be great.
Yeah, I would love to, man. I definitely, definitely would love to. There's actually quite a few new developments that I can't really go into detail about. You know, as far as what I'm doing right now, and you know, in hopes that the deal, you know, I have to be very careful on what I speak on.
Of course.
But I am doing an event on the 20, I believe it's the 26th of September. I believe that Pitbull and Parolees will be there. I also there's quite a few things going on.
Right.
You know, talks of TV shows, stuff like that. I can't get into detail right now, but. There's some big things coming from the Concrete Angels, trust me. And,
that's great.
You know, hopefully we'll be able to save a lot more dogs and, you know, just tell people that neutering and spaying your dogs is key. You know, if you don't neuter and you don't spay your dog, you know, there's no such – the worst thing I hear is it was an accidental pregnancy or they – it was
yeah.
– you know what? That accidental pregnancy puts 12, 13 puppies, and you know where those 12, 13 puppies wind up? The majority of the time are irresponsible owners. In the ACC in New York City, Julie Banks is the biggest murderer in New York City, the highest kill shelter, one of them in the world, and that's where those puppies go. So without you neutering and spaying your dogs, we're already losing half the battle.
Yes, Sinister, funny you should say, not funny you should say that, but a couple of friends of mine after Memphis hopefully has a happy ending, my friends want me to do a Big Go Green event to create awareness for what's going on in New York. So actually I think I will be planning that for my next event, and then hopefully you can come on the show with me and we can really put the word out there, because, you know, as you said, it all comes down to awareness. It's all awareness.
Did anybody happen to catch, I agree with you 100%, did anybody happen to catch the article on that 11-year-old dog fighter? Did anybody happen to see that on Facebook?
I'll have a search while you're telling us.
Heard about it. I did hear about it, but I didn't actually read it.
An 11-year-old child was arrested for starting his own dog fighting ring.
Oh, my God.
11 years old, people. 11 years old.
Good grief. Well, we had it just recently where an 8-year-old apparently had put a cat in a microwave.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
An 8-year-old.
Well, I saw on Facebook a couple of weeks ago a guy, now I don't know what was in it, a guy was force-feeding his dog. There was a bottle of vodka. I'm hoping to God that it was a joke and there was water in there, but a couple of us saw the picture. I got physically ill.
Seen that too.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I had seen that too. I had seen the one guy with the gun to the dog's head, the toy gun, that he thought that was funny.
Oh.
Obviously, it wasn't funny, and I'd like to get a hold of him so I could kick the ever-loving shit out of him. Sorry, Sue, but
for the
language. But, you know, it's a lot of people don't realize that what's going on in New York is going on in London. It's going on all over the world. Like the BSL laws are going to be try to be enforced all over the world. Eventually, it's going to become a global thing. And if we don't make a stand now, a lot more dogs are going to die.
You're
and a
right,
lot more people
friend.
Are going to go to jail because they'd have to kill me before they take my dogs. So,
yeah.
You know,
amazing.
It's just... there's just so much going on. Also, you know, us as the World Canine Crusade, we have to really fight for tougher laws for dog fighters. I believe that there should be a 5-year sentence mandatory for dog fighters and 2 years for every dog that's on your property. Enough is enough.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what, Sinister, you know what concerns me? Sue, when you had, when we had the show when he was the behavioralist, Jim, I can't think of his name, I'm sorry.
Jim Crosby.
Yeah, Jim Crosby. And this is pretty scary what he said, Sinister. He said basically you'll get a politician who does not like dogs who is bit by a Cocker Spaniel, and guess what? They're on the BSL list the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the truth. Well, a lot of politicians don't need much of a reason to kill pit bulls. I mean, pit bulls are a very strong breed of dog. And unfortunately, hip-hop artists like myself, hip-hop artists in general, mm-hmm. portray the dog in such a negative way that it doesn't help at all. It doesn't help. Instead of showing you petting your dog, walking him down the street, you're showing him growling and barking. And
correct.
I mean, that's just idiocy. You know
it
what
is.
I mean? That comes from a lack of fucking common sense and education.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. I have a friend of mine. He has a pit bull, and I got to tell you something. It's a male. It's the funniest thing. He puts the little guy in a pink sweater.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, that's not the worst thing I've ever heard. So.
No, I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. What's wrong with that? But you know, something. My mother, you know, she had a thing with pit bulls. I've now, because of Patrick, I've converted it over. But we were out the other day, and to your point exactly, the guy had the dog on a leash with a big spike collar. And my mother says, why can't he have a regular collar? So, you know, to your point, I agree with you. But, you know, as Jeff Kaltenbach said yesterday, pit bulls want to be loved. They want to be loved.
Jeff Kaltenbach, now he's from New York City, isn't he?
He's from New Jersey. Yeah, he's involved with Memphis, but he was also very involved with Patrick the Miracle Dog in New Jersey. He was the first one to evaluate him.
Right.
Sue had him on the show yesterday, and he was saying they want to be loved. And like, you know, to your point, I'm glad you said it. It's the misconception out there is horrible, and it starts with the owners. It's back to the awareness, like you said.
Well, I believe that Jeff is going to be at the event September 8th speaking.
Yes, he will be, actually. And actually, he will be, and he's a very dear friend of mine. He's trying to adopt a pit bull right now. That's what the show was yesterday, and it's just another sad situation.
Oh, it's a heartbreak with the New York City ACC. I mean, you can call them, and a million times they'll leave you on hold. I mean, I was trying to pull Avalanche, who was a deaf dog, and trying to get him pulled. And you could hear my dogs in the background. I was trying to get him pulled, and unfortunately, when I had called so many times, and they were like, we can't give you any information on this dog. Don't call back again. And I was like, what do you mean don't call back again? I'll come down there and kick you in your ass. Don't tell me not to call back. I was like, who do you think you're talking to? So, but the wind-up was Avalanche did get adopted, did get rescued, thank God. He was on the safe list, and the urgence list is very, very important to people who do all the cross-posting. My friend Brenda Irwin, she's a saint. There's so many different people. Kate Ravella is amazing.
I think she's in one of my events right now, actually.
She is a firecracker. She is 110% go, go, go.
Yeah, I think she's attending one of my events, which Sinister, I have to tell you from my heart, you've just inspired me to do something for the shelters there, to do a Go Green event to create awareness. I'm definitely going to do it now.
Good.
I'll tell you what, when Howard says he's going to do something, fair dues, he does it with blue and green. That's all I can say.
Right.
Absolutely fantastic.
I have to send a shout out to my homegirl, Claire. Of course, Claire. I love Claire. And Jets Maddox, I love her. She's amazing. Natalie, everybody, Lena, everybody from the World Canine Crusade, I love them all. They're my fans. They're friends. I appreciate all their support. People don't really understand that they're not going to be able to keep me out of the UK too much longer. I have a lot of fans out there, and they're not going to be able to keep me out of there. As soon as I could line up some events out there, I'll be out there knocking on the city council's door like, hey, you know, I'm sinister. Well, you know, you might have to come get the bail money ready because
hey, I'll bail you out, buddy. Don't worry.
You,
for New York,
hey,
we'll take care of that.
Howard's coming over with you, love.
We should both go down there. I'd like to take a piss right on their front doorstep.
Where are you, Sinister? Where are you from in New York?
I come from East New York, Brooklyn.
Okay. So you know where Hollis, Queens is then?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. I frequent the five boroughs. I'm a five borough legend.
Even
I frequent the five boroughs.
Even Staten Island, huh? Ooh.
Well, you know what? Staten Island. I've been to. My cousin lived in Staten Island. I've been out there quite frequently.
Yeah.
I do a lot of rescuing in the Bronx, Harlem.
I was only joking about that. I was joking about that.
Oh no! Listen, hey. I rescue all over, you know, and it's been rough. And, oh, first of all, I got to apologize to everybody for the late shipping on everything that I sent out in the auction, all my autographed T-shirts that I sent to fans and the CDs and the headshots. UPS,
no apologies needed.
Well, no, UPS is the worst company in the world. And I will never ship with them again. I'll take my ass down to the post office next time and ship it via the post office because UPS is disgusting. Some people still haven't got their stuff yet, and I feel horrible about that because I shipped this stuff out weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. But on the other side of the coin, Sinister, everybody is absolutely grateful for what you have done. And I just need to... this is really hard for me to say this, and I can honestly say that I'm feeling pretty shit at the moment about a few things, and a few swear words could come out of my mouth, to be honest, but I need to say a few things.
Okay,
firstly,
say them, by all means, say them.
firstly, I want to say that I have stepped down from the Worldwide Canine Crusade. That is not at all going against anything that they are doing. I am totally, you know, at the end of the day, I was with them to start off with. I've got total respect for those that are in the Worldwide Canine Crusade, and I still want people to keep on joining up with them. But I have had to, for myself, for my family, and for the other things that I've actually got going on around me, there's quite a few personal things that quite a few of my close friends know about. And I have had to, for once in my life, well, I will say the first time in my life, I've actually had to be very, very selfish and just literally had to say, what about me? Now, I can honestly say that I have never put myself first in front of anybody or anything. I literally just filled up this trailer, if you like, with too much stuff and then realized I couldn't pull it. And that's me being totally honest. I want to say that I will still be sharing things for the Worldwide Canine Crusade, but on the other hand, I do have to share loads of other things as well because there is loads of charities and loads of people that come to me to ask me to help them with loads of things. I have probably got in my inbox at the moment about 20 different messages of people asking me to help them with different things too. That ranges from dogs to loads of different things. You know, there's a lady at the moment who's actually going to be homeless, who's got her two grandchildren, who's suffering at the moment, and she's needing money to help her out with that. And I'm not being funny, she's in America and I'm in the UK and she's asking me to help her. An absolutely fantastic lady, but there is loads of people and loads of things out there that need support. I need to say to people that I am not going to go and advertise just one thing. I will advertise loads of different things. I've got loads of different groups. I've got my fingers in so many pies that I'm trying to help people out, but I am just one person, and I am one person who's started this radio show from nothing, that literally has shared it and shared it and shared it and built up the numbers. And yes, you know, we've started off with the Lennox show. Claire and Steve also came on that night. And yes, they did a lot of work and they managed to get that flight over and everything else. But at the end of the day, I can only do so much. I am one person. If anybody wants to go and join worldwidecaninecrusade.com, go and have a join, go and have a look at what they're doing. But I am still supporting them, but I also have to support myself. I've got to put myself first. And I just want to say a massive thank you to every single listener of my show, because I have had so many messages. I put a status on one day where I had got tears rolling down my face because I had had enough and I didn't know how much more I could take. And I had some beautiful messages, but I am going to put my family first, and I don't care how much I get slated for it. But at the end of the day, I have actually, for the first time in my life, I have been selfish. I've let people down, and people have, you know, really slated me to a degree because of what I've done. But do you know what? I'm going to be selfish for once in my life, and I'm going to put myself and my family first. And if that's wrong, I don't give a shit who says it. Shoot me down right now, because I'll still be here with this show. I'm still going to help people out. And I don't care who knocks me, who says whatever. You can do whatever you like, because it's still going to carry on with the Asu show. And I will get stronger, and I will get bigger, and I will get more shows all over the world in all different places. And I'm going to help Howard, and I'm going to get Sinister over to the UK and loads of different things. And if anybody I can help, I will help. And I'm sorry for this. I can't believe I'm crying. What a pathetic girl. But
no,
I just really wanted to make sure that everybody understood that I'm not knocking anybody. I'm trying to do as much as I can do. And if people feel I've let you down, I apologize. I know that Claire and Steve must think that I've let them down too. But I've had to do something for myself, and I've had to put myself first for once, okay? So I'm not stopping anybody from sharing things. I got told that apparently I was bumping stuff up on my Ask Sue Show group and not bumping up other things. I'm not being funny. I have bumped up so many things that I don't know what else I can do. So if anybody wants to go and have a look at what the Worldwide Canine Crusade are doing, they're doing loads of work behind the scenes. There is loads of stuff. I'm never going to say what they've got going on behind the lines, but just let me say that they have got loads going on. So please go and have a look. They've got loads of different links on there, loads of things you can go and buy. But at the end of the day, I'm doing loads, and I've got to do a lot for myself. I've got to get myself out of this hard place,
right,
and I will get there. But people have just got to understand I am just one person, and I apologize to those that I've let down and the ones that I've upset. So I apologize for that.
Sinister?
Yeah.
This is not a threat to Sue. This is a promise for me and you. She does not take care of herself and be with herself. We're giving her a New York-style knuckle sandwich, and you'll do it in Times Square.
Yeah, in front of everybody, in front of 700 people who are going to be at this event.
Okay, bro, you're backing me up. So if Sue doesn't take care of herself and do what she's got to do and not worry about other people, me and you are on it, buddy.
Yeah, you know what, Sue, since you like helping
you
people
too,
so much, I need a massage.
So,
Sue, I said, since you like helping people so much, I need a massage.
I was just going to say, if I'm going to be in a scrum between you two, I'm coming to America now.
So, Sue, we have said it on Worldwide. You take care of yourself and your family, because if you don't, no one else does, and I mean that from my heart. It's all about family. So now you got two New Yorkers that are going to be watching out for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate that. But at the end of the day, I'm just here for loads of things and loads of people. And the Asu show just started literally because I had been trying to help people, and I made the umbrella bigger, and then I made it a worldwide umbrella, and it's a pretty big umbrella to hold up, to be fair. So, but I'll get there, and it'll come, do you know what I mean? So, but yes, by any means that you two need a massage, I'll be there, love, not a problem.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead, brother.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead. You go ahead.
Well,
I had to say,
I got people that are listening now that I'm getting texts. I gotta just mention, of course, I gotta mention my brother Big Nez, who is on regular radio talk show host as well, a very talented stand-up comedian, and he's also part of the Concrete Angels. So shout out to my brother Big Nez. I know you're listening, man. And you know, my boy Norelito Brigante, another Concrete Angel. My boy Big Jetta, God of War. You know, we are a crew that is, you know, right now when you come into the music business, Sue, it's very hard when you don't have a big label backing you. Oh, I got to send a shout out to DJ Smooth, who will also be at the event. He's the he is the premier one and only DJ of the Concrete Angels, who spins our stuff on the mixtapes. He'll also be at the event. And DJ Smooth, great, great guy. And when you start off in the music business, it's very hard when you don't have the major labels backing you.
Yeah.
Because right now, the hip-hop game is at a standstill. Everything that's coming out of the hip-hop game is the same format. You know, it's drugs, women, cars, all kinds of stuff, you know what I mean? Which I could rap about that stuff all day, you know what I mean? And I have. But now, not too many people could rap about the things that I rap about and pull it off. Like, I do the gangster rap. You know what I mean? Listen, I come from East New York, Brooklyn. You know what I mean? I've been there. I have a past. I have been locked up. I mean, you know, I'm no angel. You know, but long story short, at the end of the day, you know, rap can't be a one-sided thing, and it seems nowadays, you know, like people are programmed, like when it comes to all these big artists like Jay-Z, Eminem, Lil Wayne. And, you know, like, I have no use for these guys. And I'll say it on live radio, and I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the day, these people are making millions and millions and millions and billions of dollars. They buy jets. They buy $50, $60 million cars. Dig in your pocket. You want to impress me? And it ain't that their music is bad. I'm not. Their music is great. But you know what? If you want to impress me, dig in your pocket, go to a kill shelter, and throw $1 million on the table and say, this is for the dogs.
Amen.
You know
Amen.
What I mean?
Amen.
That's what I would do if I was in that position, and that's where I'm trying to be.
Good
that's
to
where
you.
I'm trying to get.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Sinister?
Yes.
Are you familiar with Patrick the Miracle Dog in New Jersey?
150%.
Yeah, that's what got me inspired to get involved with this whole thing. I tell Sue I have my PhD in Patrick. I am going to get to meet him, and I speak to the vet every week where he is, and they call him a little snuggle buggle. He's almost up to 58 pounds, and you do know he was starved to near death and was at 15 pounds, and you know that's what as Sue and I have said many times, that's what brought a lot of us together was Patrick. And you know, to bring up, you know, people awareness, well, this was probably one of the worst cases of abuse they've ever seen. And like Sue and I have said, that's messing with your family. And I just don't understand how people can, you know, it's just beyond me how this was done to Patrick. It's just unbelievable. It gives me chills every time I think about it.
Well, you know what the worst part of the whole thing is? Right now there are about 1 million Patricks in New York City. And that is the worst thing and the heartbreak, because a lot of people, if I rescue one dog,
mm-hmm.
or if Pit Crew rescues one dog,
mm-hmm.
or Friends of the Forlorn, my brother's rescue, rescues one dog,
mm-hmm.
10 more are in their place. And the worst part of the whole thing is that these dog fighters and people who are abusers, if we go and rescue that dog from that person,
uh-huh.
and 6 weeks later they have another dog. You know, so without the laws that come into play to stop these people from doing this,
correct.
We're going to lose.
Correct.
We're going to lose.
Now, in New Jersey, there's a law that was proposed by Senator Keenan. I haven't been up on it. I think it's going to be passed. It's called Patrick's Law. And I believe that the laws have changed. But let me ask you, Sinister. I haven't been to the city in a long time. I know there's tons of dogs in New York wherever you go. Why are the people there not in an uproar? I mean, I don't understand this.
Well, this is what we're trying to do with this event.
Uh-huh.
I was asked to perform by Kay because of my following and my fan base, and
uh-huh.
hopefully I could get enough people out at this event to really get a protest where the heavens hear us and we say, enough is enough. And unfortunately, you know, you get the internet warriors who go on to the sites, they'll go on to the Urgence page, they'll go on to Facebook, and you see, aw and ooh and poor baby, please help this dog. Get off your ass, go to the shelter, and go adopt the dog. or go foster the dog. If I could take six or seven in my house, you could afford to take one into your home.
Hmm. Yeah.
Unbelievable. But
you know, and the people, as far as the people being in the uproar, I believe that there are a lot of them, or either they don't know that we have organizations like the World Canine Crusade and that World the Urban Animal Alliance and stuff like that. Like, I don't, you know, either they don't know that we exist, or they just don't, you know, are happy being the internet warriors, and that doesn't get the job done at the end of the day. It doesn't rescue any dogs.
It doesn't.
And it's unfortunate, because if you went to my page right now, I'm sure a lot of you have the urgence on your page, a lot of people, and you see that the baby, not only dogs, you have kittens, felines, cats, being destroyed, babies, three-month-old babies, two-month-old babies.
Mm-hmm.
When does it stop in New York City? When does it become a no-kill state? And this is what I'm fighting for.
I'm absolutely, you know, growing up in New York, it's absolutely appalling. And, you know, bless your heart for doing this, my friend. Bless your heart, because it's people like you that are going to get it out there, and then, it's got people have got to see what's going on. You know, people, like Sue and I were saying yesterday, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to make a difference. Well, you know something? When I started my first Go Green event, there were 40 people. And my wife said, go for it. My friends pushed me, and now it's worldwide. And I have the honor of being on a show with you and Sue. If you would have told me that, I would have said you were eating White Castle hamburgers. I mean, you know.
See, I tend to lean towards the White Castle hamburgers a little bit. So do my dogs. So, White Castle is a whole different story. But, you know, like I said, please, guys. I mean, we're up-and-coming artists. We're in the middle right now. We're at a crossroads. The concrete. We need you guys to put us up over the top. And that means share our music. Share it to whoever you got to share it to. Play it in your cars. Do whatever you have to do, because we are a group that will 150% stand up for these dogs and make a difference. And let me tell you something. If we have the money, Sue, if we had the money, this wouldn't be going on, because money talks. And that's the difference between us and the other artists that are out there today. I heard Jay, get his Beyonce or something like that, bought him a $50 million jet for his birthday or for Father's Day.
Yeah.
You know what? Listen, I'm not a hater. You're entitled to do what you do with your money. That's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't knock them, because I enjoy their music. But does that mean what they do with it is right? You know what I mean? Like, what would it take, especially with Lennox, what would it have took to get these people involved sooner? Like, I know a couple of stars went out there and they did their thing, whatever. But you know what? If they would have got out there sooner and got involved months ago, Lennox would still be here.
That's right.
Because money talks. Unfortunately, that's the way the world works. Money talks.
Sinister, what's the old saying? Money talks, bullshit walks?
Yeah, money talks.
Yep.
And if more people would have got involved, Lennox would still be with us today. And that's the shame of the whole thing with these stars and these reality stars and everything. You know, put your money where your mouth is. Take a couple of dollars. Donate to rescues.
Donate
to the shelters. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You got millions. I'm sure you got a few pennies to spare. You know what I mean? Do the right thing with your money.
You're right.
You know what I mean? For what it costs to fuel that jet alone, they could save about 300, 400, 500 dogs.
But it's people like you that are going to inspire people, and you know, hopefully I'm inspiring people. You know, when I started the Patrick,
I'm sure you are.
I try. You know, when I started the Patrick thing, Sinis, I'll just tell you, you know, where Patrick was, the vet needed, he had very expensive bills, as you can imagine, and they needed donations. So I don't want to mention any names. I email tons of stars in Hollywood, tons, every day, and Sue will tell you I'm a little compulsive. Once I sink my teeth in, that's it. So I emailed nothing, and I woke up one morning, and you know, Patrick was found the day after St. Patrick's Day, and I said to my wife, I'm going to do a little Go Green event. I'm going to encourage people to go to the shelter, have Go Green parties, you know, do whatever. And now one of the ones I had for Patrick on his rebirth birthday, I'm proud to say over 3,000 pounds of food were donated. We had close to 100 rescues, and people were aware. So you just got to put a fire under their butt and, you know, just create the awareness. But, you know, it's easy for people, I don't care. Well, you know something, you better start caring, because it's going to be your dog next who's going to be taken.
You know what? And it's like I said to you, Hammers, and to Jeff yesterday, it's so easy. People say, you know, what can we do? You can share the links. You can share the pictures. You can share the groups. You can share the websites.
Yep.
We're not asking you to share the pain of the owners, the things that have happened to them dogs. We're not asking you to share the pain, what them dogs have gone through. We're not saying, but I was talking to Sinister not that long ago when he rescued the pups, didn't you, Sinister? And he was crying because he didn't want to let them go. Now, this big, hard guy has got such a massive, massive heart. He didn't ask to share that pain that he was going through. All he wants everybody to do is share his songs, share the groups, share the websites, and make it known.
Yes, I thank you for that. I appreciate that. I don't care for people too much, but when it comes to dogs, people surprise. You know, there is no lying in the dog. There is no lying in the feline. When you look into those eyes, it's unconditional love.
The loyalty.
And I mean, the loyalty is amazing. My big boy Capone is 89 pounds.
Wow.
He's a big boy. Capone is a monster.
Uh-oh.
And Capone is a monster. He's got a head like a lion, but he's laying on. Actually, I got group members here. Of course, Cypress the Killer. My son is here right now. And actually, I got to welcome back Brutal B. Back to the Concrete Angels, who's sitting here with Capone on his lap right now. I wish you could see it. Brutal B actually rescues with me. And Brutal B is a 6'6" giant. And when we come knocking on your door and we say, give us the dog, you better listen, because I would if I was you.
But you know, Sinister, like I say to Sue on all the shows, I have a little doxy rat terrier. I rescued her when she was 3 and she just turned 15. And like I say to Sue on all the shows, she's more loyal than some friends and family I have. It's true.
You ain't kidding. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's amazing,
exactly.
You know, I have to share something with you, Sinister. You'll appreciate this. I get very choked up. 2 years ago, I had neck surgery. I had cervical spine surgery. And I came home. I was in excruciating. The painkillers didn't even help. And I had a, you know, they're going through the front. And I came in. I was crying. My wife and mom were there. And I went into bed, and my little Rosie came up, and she just kissed my little thing, and she made me feel better.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't want my, I'll be honest with you, and I'll say it. I didn't want my mom or my wife. I wanted my little Rosie. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
I hear you. You know, I gotta say hello quickly to my brother Jason, Friends of the Forlorn Pitbull Rescue. I know a lot of people are following him. Shout out to my boy Pitbull Ziegler from Pit Crew Rescue, does amazing things as well. I'll tell you a brief story before I go mobile because I'm getting ready to go on the road. I have to call right back into the show. But long story short, I'll tell you a touching story. My brother Jason had a phone call from a gentleman a couple of weeks ago. And he called in and he was interested in adopting one of his dogs. Now, we do a thorough background check at Friends of the Forlorn Pitbull Rescue. And the gentleman was speaking, and he said, I just lost my dog. Hmm. And you know, Jay, and the guy started breaking down, hysterically crying. And my brother Jason asked him, well, how did you lose your dog? And the gentleman said, he was laying underneath my friend's tires of his truck, and we didn't see him. And his best friend actually ran over the dog when he was pulling out of the driveway.
Oh, no.
And the guy was in tears, and he spoke to Jason. Jason did the vet check. He did the home visit. The guy's application was flawless. Winds up this day, we got him another dog. And let me tell you something, when this man broke down in tears and he called my brother Jason and he said, Jason, you guys are angels, and I just want to tell you that you guys saved my life. And I can never replace my dog, but at least you gave me something that made me whole again.
Wow.
And that's what rescue does.
That's right.
Yep. Definitely.
You know, isn't that a sad story? His best friend called him. A matter of fact, he put his best friend down as one of the references. And when Jason called him, he said, "Jason, I'm the one who ran over the dog." And the guy was bawling, and my brother Jason started crying. And
it was just,
you know, people don't realize that if you just adopt a dog and you give a pit bull. And not only pit bulls. Let me not say only pit bulls. There are a lot of dogs out there that need help.
That's right.
It's a pit bull terrier or a Yorkie or a sheepdog or a schnauzer, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
If you just give a dog a chance and you let a dog into your life, it will be the most amazing thing you have ever experienced.
Well, I don't know if you're at the beginning, Sinister, I don't know if you're at the beginning of the show. In September through December, Sue and I are hosting an event. It's called Go Green and Blue for the Senior Animals in the Shelters. So I'm encouraging people to either go adopt a senior or specifically bring a senior bag of. Because I don't know if you know this, Sinister, some of the shelters are so low on money that they give the senior dogs regular food, and that's not good for them.
No, it's not. They give all the food. Most of the shelters out here, brother, give them shit food. They give them the bottom of the barrel.
Yep. So Sue and I are, it's terrible. So we're doing this event. I'm trying to create awareness for the seniors in the shelters. Because, you know, like I say to Sue, a lot of the kids drop their parents off in the nursing homes and that's it. And senior pets can make the most loving pets because they, you know, whether they have 6 months left, a year left, or 2 years, you're going to know you've done a good thing and they know.
Oh, 150%. So, why not adopt a senior dog today and give that dog the best 3-4 months, year of his life? There's nothing. Seniors need love, too. Go out to the shelters. Go adopt them. Go adopt all the dogs at your shelters. Stop with the oohs and the ahs and the poor babies. Get off your asses and go out there and adopt a dog. And if you don't want to adopt a dog, donate to the rescues that are working. My brother Jason, I can't share a lot of personal information. His vet bill this year was over $100,000 easily.
God.
Pit Crew Rescue right now, their vet bills are sky high. These are organizations that need help. And I want everybody to know who donated to me for the puppies. I want to thank everybody. The money went directly to Pit Crew Rescue. And the puppies will be adopted out this week. Pit Bill found homes for both puppies. So hats off to Pit Crew Rescue.
That's wonderful.
Brilliant.
Bless your heart.
Brilliant news.
Bless your heart.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, I've just got to say, I've had a picture shown me today, and it's of Ethical Treatment Pit Bulls is the page, and I just put the link on the chat, and there is a picture of a Great Dane, and you can see every single bone in its body.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you what, I you saying before, Sinister, about how much you hate people, that doesn't even comprehend how I feel about people when I see things like that. It just disgusts me. Even if we found out whose dog that used to be, what will they get for it? You know? That guy that went and buried them two puppies alive. You know, somebody told me that he got 25 weeks. Well, it's a bloody joke, to say the least, isn't it?
Yep, like you talked about yesterday, the pedophiles and all these guys that get out and they're allowed on probation and boom, boom, you know, and here's Jeff's dog in, you know, solitary confinement. It's absolutely mind-boggling. It's absolutely crazy. So that's why, like you said, it all comes back to what you said, Sinister. It's creating the awareness and getting people need to get angry and get out there and just make a difference. That's all it takes.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, we've lost Sinister at the moment. I think he's probably put the phone down so we can go mobile because I know he's got jobs he needs to do. But stay on the show, Howard. I'm quite happy having you chatter as well.
I hope you didn't mind I called in. I just wanted to say hello to Sinister real quick.
No. Don't be daft. You're not going anywhere now. You're stuck with us.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm stuck with you again. Oh, no.
I know. It's a bugger, isn't it, to say the least?
what a fine gentleman.
I have just seen that poor dog on that. Honest to God, I just don't know how people can sleep at night with that. I really don't know how they do it. Howard, I'll put it on to your... You know how Patrick was? It's like that, and it's a Great Dane.
Another Patrick. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But,
I tell you what, you've never seen anything like it.
So, Sue, I think we'll... Yeah, that's unbelievable. It's just heart-wrenching.
I put it on your wall, Howard. You have
okay.
a peep at that. I tell you what, it's just disgusting. I really just don't know. I mean, like I told people about my miracle, 14 weeks old Rottweiler
mm-hmm.
and under 4 kilos in weight, literally a bag of bones and her main organs were shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just horrendous. Absolutely mm. horrendous, just to say the least.
Yeah,
I just don't, honestly.
Unbelievable.
Oh, hold a minute, you've got time. Hold a minute, I'm just pasting it again. Sushi is Daisy, and she had another pet with her.
Hmm.
Oh, you've got to be joking me, Tammy. Tammy, if you can tell me any more about that poor dog, please, by all means, inbox me or give us a call into the show. I tell you what, that is just absolutely... I've just put the link on, in black, a black link, straight onto the chat. Please just take a look at that picture. This is what we're doing it all for. Immaterial of how, who's doing what or where or whatever. I tell you what, it is disgusting. Apparently that dog's now in rescue. Tammy's just letting me know. Thank you, Tammy, for that. It's just absolutely disgusting. Really is.
It's and like Sinister said, it's going on every second. You know, for every 10 dogs put down, there's one coming out. And, you know, I have to tell you, I've had several friends, you know, asked me to do event, you know, to create awareness in New York, and I have been. I admit it. You know, I've been so wrapped up with Patrick and everything else, but I have to say that Sinister now has inspired me, and as you said, I hope we'll kick it off on your show, and we're gonna. I mean, it's the biggest, one of the biggest cities in the world, so we have to get on board. So I am truly thankful.
Yes, definitely.
Truly thankful. He's amazing.
He is just an amazing bloke, Howard. Do you know what I mean? He is honestly. He's just literally. His heart's in it. He puts so much time into it. And, okay, you know, that people say to me, oh, but listen to his songs. He's, you know, because it's effing and blinding this. That's because he's put his heart into it. He's angry by what's happening to his dog.
Correct.
He's literally on the streets and sees it.
Well, that'll be the next big event then.
Yep. Oh, he's just amazing. He's absolutely fun. And he's got, I think, it's about 16,000 fans on Twitter. I have put the
amazing.
Twitter... on the Ask Sue show, if you go on the files, his Twitter's on there, and he's got 16,207 followers.
Sue, I did want to read something real quick, if that's okay.
Yeah, certainly. Go on.
I put this on my event page yesterday, and Sue's probably going to kill me, but I don't really care. Hello, my friends. It is my honor to announce the Go Green and Blue Hall of Fame winner for this month. This person has done so much for the animals. They are loved and respected by people all over the world. You need them, they are there for you in a second. I'm proud to call her a friend. The Go Green and Blue Hall of Fame Award this month goes to Miss Sue. I'll be donating a bag of dog food to my shelter in her honor. 10 paws up for Sue, and she's got over 25 likes already on it. And Sue, from the bottom of my heart, you deserve it.
Oh, do you know what? I read that, and you know, when you feel really down about stuff and somebody puts something like that, it just makes it worthwhile, and Howard, I really appreciate that. It was absolutely lovely. I actually haven't said to Bill or Emma, but this weekend we're actually going to probably get, well, there's only myself, Bill and Emma, the others are at their friends, and so I think this weekend we're actually going to go to a local rescue. Actually, there's two, one that's quite close to my, another one I've not been to before,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to go, and we're going to go and have a look and see what the score is, you know, and go and speak to them and probably get some photos and stuff. But unfortunately, before Emma's just going, yes, in the background, just so she knows, we will not be bringing any home because of the fact we really haven't got any more room in the manger. So I will by all means take pictures and I'll put them on the Ask Sue show and I'll put them on my own Facebook and all the groups, pictures of them all, that's fine, but I'd really can't bring any more.
Well, and in your honor, I'll be donating a bag of senior food. You know, so I have to tell you, since I've started the awards, I always do every couple of months I do a Hall of Fame winner. And you know something, sometimes it gets very depressing on there, you know, we get pretty involved and, you know, I'd like to recognize people and... You know, like Sinister said, that's what it's all about. It's just, you know, sometimes you got to make it fun, too. And as I've said, you know, as Sinister said, you are truly a legend. And if you don't take care of yourself, now you got two New Yorkers that are going to be on you. So you be with your family. and you know something I learned in my life, Sue, that if people don't like you for you and what you do, then they're not a friend. And I mean that from the bottom. I've learned that the hard way. And, You know, something you got to worry about you. You're number one. And as I said, if a friend truly loves you, then they're your friend, and they'll be with you through the ups and the downs.
Yeah. Sinister, are you back on here?
Yes, I'm back with you on the road. I have the phone hidden so I don't get pulled over because you're not allowed to have cell phones. I don't have my Bluetooth with me, so I'm a little bit up the creek, but that's okay. Just keep an eye out for the popo and everything will be good.
Sinister, you picking up my Sinister, you picking up my Nathan's hot dog for me, buddy?
Am I picking up your hot dogs?
Yeah, my Nathan's hot dogs, you know, with the French fries.
Oh, bro, let me tell you something, man. I haven't had a Nathan's hot dog in, I couldn't even tell you. You know, this diabetes is kicking my ass.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. Yeah. Oh, I hear you.
I've been training real, real, real hard. I know a lot of people have probably seen a major difference. And
is he gone again? What happened?
Sinister, are you there?
Yeah, maybe.
I think he may have disappeared again.
No,
it's
maybe.
Because he's on the road, bless him.
Yeah, maybe he... Sue, I do have an update on Memphis, by the way.
Oh, right, excellent.
There is a possibility that they're going to send him off to a sanctuary. We're not sure yet. And, you know, the details...
I beg your pardon?
It's possible they're going to put him in a sanctuary. We're not sure yet. The captain of the New Jersey ASPCA made a statement. It's nothing definite, and they're still trying to work things out, but it's just, I'm afraid it's gotten very political there. So just hold on to your seat.
Don't you feel, though, Howard, half of these ones that we get to big stories, it is political?
Yep. It does. I said to a friend of mine, I saw this coming. I knew this was going to happen. This one now has taken a life of its own, too. Every time this happens and it gets out there, it becomes political because I think the politicians, it's all ego. And you know something?
Yes.
Shame on all of them. I'd like to know how many of them make these horrible decisions and then go home and pet their dog. What hypocrites. Total hypocrites.
Oh.
Shame on all of them.
Exactly. Sinister, are you back now, darling?
Yeah, I'm back. Sometimes you hit a dead spot when you're driving, and there's a lot of traffic right now. And
it's fine.
It's like I was saying, like people were like, "Were you shooting steroids? Are you shooting?" No, I'm not shooting steroids. I'm just training really hard, and you know, I do love to eat, but however, diabetes is a serious thing. It's a silent killer. And I've been struggling with this disease now for about 8 years.
Hmm.
And I have my highs and my lows just like everybody else. And it's just, you know, it's not an easy thing to deal with. But I do love Nathan's hot dogs. And tonight is actually my cheat meal. So, you know what, that ain't a bad idea, bro. I might just have to go to Coney Island and grab a few of them.
I expect you to at least put a photo on the Ask Sue show wall, please, just for me and Howard, if you don't mind tagging us in it.
Oh, I sure will. I'll stuff two of them in my mouth at the same time. It's my cheat meal. I don't get a chance to eat like this anymore.
Hey, Sinister, I think the three of us are going to have to meet in New York, and we take Sue down to Soho and the Village, and we'll show her all around. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, she'd like the Village. The Village is an awesome place, bro. The Village is an awesome place to shop and... To hang out, and there's all kinds of people. And
yep, it's and you certainly see a lot of dogs on the street, that's for sure.
Yes,
I was
sure going
to comment to that, but I'll hold back. No disrespect to any New York person.
I told you got two New Yorkers on the show, you're in trouble, Sue. That's a serious
I know,
question.
I'm on my best behavior, honest. Somebody's got to keep you two in line.
two New Yorkers, you could spell trouble in this sometimes. And, I have to say hello to a very special photographer who will be covering some of my events. Her name is Belinda Van Brackel, and her company is called Shiva Inc. And she is an amazing, amazing, amazing photographer. And she's actually an amazing dancer and tattoo artist. And she's just an amazing person in general. So, Belinda, if you're listening, you know, how you doing?
Bless. So are we going to see loads more pictures of you about as well?
Belinda is going to be doing some photo shoots. I've had quite a, don't take this the wrong way, but now it's getting to a point where I had a dear friend of mine who said, you know what, Sinister, not for nothing, when it comes to rescuing the dogs and raising money, you should get in there, take your shirt off, take your clothes off, put a calendar together, show them muscles. I was like, come on, what am I going to be? I don't want to show everybody. I'm kind of shy in that way, you know what I mean? But if it'll raise money for the dogs, I'll do it. If anybody wants to see that kind of stuff and it raises money for the dogs, and
right,
I get enough people that want to see it.
I definitely need to put that to the chat room. If anybody thinks that you would like to buy a Sinister calendar, please say a big, massive, oh, yes, please, on the chat. Let's see how many. Oh, it's funny that we've got quite a few hell yeahs and heck yeah and do it and all sorts already.
Sinister, you got my pre-order, no problem. You can put it all over my pages. We'll sell those things for you, no problem.
Oh, that would be awesome. It's just, I'm not really, I'm a pretty, in general, when it comes to the music, I'm not shy. But when I'm a very sensitive dude, I'm very sensitive. I'm built strong, but I'm very sensitive. So, ladies, you got to be gentle. I'm very sensitive.
I'm not very sensitive. Sue's not going to comment on that one.
I think I'll just keep quiet and let you guys carry on talking to that.
I'm the strong sensitive type,
But Sinister, seriously, on a serious note, I was talking to a friend of mine, and really my real dream is to see a huge rally with all the dog activists in Washington, on the square there where they have the rallies, have huge, people like yourself performing, and we can, that is really my dream, have a huge VSL thing in Washington and really wake them up.
I don't know if Washington's ready for Sinister the Capo. I would love to do it, but I don't know if I would. I don't know. Are we talking like the President's Lawn kind of performance?
No. Just on the square there where they do all the protests and rallies. Hey, they allow anything. This is America. We can get a permit. We could have you. We could have some big artists there. I'm serious. I'm very serious about this. I'm not joking.
I'm down to do any event for any people who need me for events for dogs and stuff like that, and want to capo at your events. I will be more than glad to come and perform at your event, as long as it's raising money for the right kind of groups. And I guess I'm going to have to, Linda, have to start to take this calendar shoot. And I love the ladies. I'm a man. I love the ladies. I love my fans. I love all the ladies, whether they're white, black, Chinese, Puerto Rican, Latino, Dominican. I love all women. I love them all.
Would we expect anything less from a New Yorker, my friend? Come on.
Well, there's enough for Sinister the Capo to go around. Trust me, girls. I'm
Sinister, I've just got to say, I just sort of just put something on Twitter for you, okay?
Okay.
I've just put, for anybody who's not on Twitter, I just put, Sinister de Capo, who would buy a personal calendar of Sinister with some whoop-woo pics? Please let us know and retweet.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, that'll get some Twittering.
Yeah, it'll get some, it's a Friday, too, it'll get some tweets going. I'll definitely consider it. I'm definitely, if enough people ask for it, I will definitely do it. I don't mind. Listen, I like to...
Hold a minute. Don't be selfish, because I'm not being funny. There was a couple of the girls that quite liked Bill as well. So maybe you could get a few of you to do it.
Oh, we're gonna have which Bill? Bill, Pick Who Rescue Bill?
I think it was that.
Bill is very well built as well. Maybe we could, but Bill is very, very shy. Like he's very, very, very shy. I don't know if I could convince him to do that,
I'm not being funny. I'm sure if you said it was raising money for the dogs, he would be up for it.
Listen, if it was up to me, if I knew it would raise enough money for the dogs, I would stand there naked and put and send it to the world. I wouldn't care.
I was just going to say, maybe you could have a pit bull sitting in between your legs.
Oh, maybe.
Well,
I can...
you know what?
Oh, that's great.
He'd have to be a pretty big pit bull, let me tell you.
More like a Great Dane.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
this is getting pretty crazy. But
yeah.
I have a little challenge for you.
What's that,
seriously,
brother?
Well, I'm going to do the event for the Go Green and Blue for the to create awareness for the shelters. How about if you put a little song together for that, and then we can kick it off on the Sue Show?
Oh, I'll definitely do a show. Listen, all you have to do is send me an email
okay. And
what you would like done, and how you what direction you would like the song to go, and I will definitely write a song for. I'm working on quite a few songs for quite a few. Actually, my good friend Dr. Leigh Foster from the Pause Cause Show, writing a song for her right now. I actually won an award. She sent me an award, which was really, really awesome. I happen to love her very much. She sent me a copy of her book, which was an excellent, excellent read. I read the whole book, and I really don't read because I'm not much of a lay in bed and reader kind of guy. I like to be in bed doing a lot of other things. So for me to pick up a book and actually read it while I'm laying in bed, it was an excellent, excellent read. So I would definitely, listen, whatever anybody needs for the dogs, I am always more than willing 150% to do. Whatever will raise money for charities.
That'll be great. That'll be great because, you know, on a serious note, Sue will tell you my events create a lot of awareness and brings in a lot of people. And I think there'll be a lot of passion with this New York City thing. So
definitely. I was hoping that you were going to be at the September 8th show. But any events that you have, I would love to come and perform. And DJ, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, most of Well, all the events I do are virtual, but as I said, maybe when you come out to L.A., we can plan something out here, you know?
Oh, most definitely. I am very, very stoked about this event on September 8th. September 8th, I mean, Times Square, bro. You know Times Square.
Of course.
You know,
absolutely.
That is going to be a – that's not like you're playing in the nightclub or a bar.
No, this is big time.
In the heart of Times Square, you know,
yeah.
And I was honored that I was even asked to perform there, you know, and the first song on the menu, of course, they asked for We Want Justice for Lennox. We want justice for Lennox, full-blown, cursing and all, no censorship, sinister, go in and do your thing, because I don't think the BCC is really aware of how many people in the United States are aware of what happened to him. And, you know, it's something that we're not going to go away. You know, somebody has to be held accountable for what happened to that dog.
Correct.
That woman got a promotion. She got a big fat raise for her
mm-hmm.
big fat ass. Mm-hmm. And they can call me slant. Listen, I have had people, if anybody's been on the Justice for Lennox page, I have been ran through the mud. I have had people calling my family names, my mother, my son, who also did the song with me. And I tell them to go F themselves, you know what I mean? I don't hold back. I let them have it. This one girl, a matter of fact, Bella 2K, you were a bleeding imbecile. She's 100% BCC. She happens to be one of them. And a lot of people have been coming to my it seems like I don't even need to go on there and defend myself anymore because I have plenty of my fans doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But she actually wrote, you know, I take that very serious when you slander my family and my son especially, when you call my son a moron, who was a 14-year-old talented genius, you know, not saying that what I did to the BCC, you know, of course, I said what I said about Lennox, and that's something that I don't regret, and to this day, the BCC could kiss my ass. I'm not done with them by a long shot. The next song will be worse. And now that they made me mad, now it's going to be three times worse. And she was like, oh, Alexandra Lightfoot is going to sue you. Tell Alexandra Lightfoot to go fuck herself. I wish she would sue me for what? I ain't got nothing. You know what I mean? Sue me. I don't worry about none of that stuff. Nothing at all. Nothing bothers me. Nothing scares me. I have no fear of no one. The BCC could kiss you. It's like, wait until you get off the plane and talk that jive that you talk. And I was like, listen, I'm coming to Britain, and when I come to Britain, I'm getting off the getting off that plane with my held my head held up high, and anybody who even looks at me the wrong way is getting punched in the face. So don't threaten me. That's the worst thing that you could do.
Yeah. No. You know, Sinister. You know, Sue and I have discussed this many times on a serious note, and you know, I brought it up. Sue and I have discussed it on the shows. These mental midgets that are making these decisions, is it arrogance? Do they not care? I mean, do they understand? You know, I guess they just don't care, or is it arrogance?
You are 150% right. A lot of it was arrogance.
Yep.
Because so many people got involved, at the end of the day, it became an ego thing for the BCC.
Correct.
And just like it's an ego thing like with the New York City ACC, it becomes an ego thing where they become on a power trip. You know, it's an ego thing. But at the end of the day, who did you hurt? The BCC, who did they hurt?
Well, I believe the day they came and took Lenox, their mind was made up. I just think it was personal, and I don't think they expected the support that Craig and Caroline had. I think they were absolutely floored by it, and it was just a whole mess. But what boggles my mind is I guess they don't care. I mean, they had I was on the Suso, and I said it. They had to know the support. I mean, the support was unprecedented, but I guess they just didn't care.
No, at that time, not only didn't they care, I don't think that they thought that Lennox would go as big as it did.
Correct.
I think that they figured it would be able to be swept under the rug, and it was something that they would be able to, do. How you doing, brother? I'm in a gas station right now, guys. I'm pump five, brother. All right? Thanks, bro. So I think it's something that they expected to go away, and they were able to keep quiet. But, see, this is what people don't understand, is that there are a million, million, million dog lovers out there. And to us, they're not just dogs. They're family.
Yep. And you know, like I said on this on the show yesterday, and I've said it before, you know, as you said, there's been a lot of Patricks, but for some reason he took off. And, you know, he's become the mascot for the abuse and Lennox is the symbol for the BCC. For the BSL. So, unfortunately, Patrick survived. And as they say, Sinister, sometimes good comes out of bad. And as much as Patrick went through, which he doesn't remember, good did come out of Patrick in the long run, because it created awareness, it brought people together, and I believe that good will come out of it. But it all comes back to the unity and the awareness, like we've said.
I agree. And also, I have to say hello to Spud's family, Rocket's family, all the people who are going through this heartbreak right now.
Correct.
I'm working on a song for Spud right now. Rocket, Wicker was a heartbreak.
How about Piggy? I think Piggy went
through it. Piggy was a heartbreak.
Yep.
We as dog people have a responsibility to ourselves and to the dogs to put an end to this.
Yep.
It can be done,
but
enough people, Sue, have to do it. There has to be so many of us that they just say, listen, there's too many of them. We have to do something about this. There has to be so many of us. If not, this is never going to change. This is just never, never, never going to change, and more dogs are going to die.
That's right, and that's why, as I said, and I'll say this again, I don't see anyone else giving people the chance like Sue is. Where are all these dog lovers? How about CNN, NBC, whatever? I don't see them giving the chance. So thank God Sue is giving us the chance, and the word is getting out. The word is getting out.
Oh, yes. I love Sue. I love her. I love her. I give her a big bear hug if I seen her. And it's just a matter of, where are all the stars for these dogs?
I know.
Yeah, where are they, bro? Where are all the stars? Where are all these big name stars?
Yeah, where are they?
I'll tell you what we'll do. I think we need to ask everybody to share your songs, share the Ask Sue show and everything onto stars' Twitters, any celebrities on their groups and stuff, and make them aware. We need to start making these lot aware, and amounts in numbers may make a difference.
You know, and Sinister, to your point, how many of these stars come home to their doggies or their cats, spoil them to death, and they hear these stories, and they're sitting back doing absolutely nothing?
Yes, you're right. That's 150% right. And you know what the worst part is? People support. Listen, people, don't support artists that don't support our animals.
That's right.
Throw that CD back on, throw it back. Save that $10 you spend on that CD and go give it to a dog that needs it. Because believe me, these stars don't need any more money. They have enough, and they do absolutely nothing with it. Nothing.
Yep.
Nothing good. You know what? If you want to do something good, take that $1.50, go buy No Goodbye, go buy Justice for Lennox, go buy Broken Silence, and I promise you that money goes to the dogs. Point blank.
Yes. You know, on one of my events, Sinister, I challenged people. I said, give up your $7 coffee drink and go bring a toy or a blanket to the shelter. And people did it. You know, it's just the little things. You can give up the pack of cigarettes, give up the coffee, give up the drink, give it up for 2 days. Go to the shelter and drop some stuff off. It takes no effort. It's easy. It's easy.
Exactly.
I don't know. You know, Sue, it gets to a point where you get very angry and frustrated because it seems like no matter how we advocate and no matter how we protest and no matter what we do, it's just never enough. I mean, it's never, it seems like we're not even making a dent in this problem.
Well, so, I don't know. I think we are because I mean, I agree with most of you saying, but I do think the awareness is getting better because, as I said, because of people like us, the events, people like you going out, you know, all of us. So I just think that so much of it, it's just like, you know, it's just endless. It's just like a hurricane, and it keeps coming and coming and coming. But, you know, like I have a friend that says one dog, you know, one dog at a time, one pet at a time. And, as you said, we just got to keep hammering it away. We can't let up. We just got to keep going and going and going.
Well, it's unfortunate that with all the protests that we have done and people have done with the New York City ACC, and when I say that it feels like we never get anything done, losing Lennox was a hard hit to anybody who advocates for these dogs,
mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're killing 200 a day in New York City with no remorse, dogs and kittens and cats. They drag them to a kill room by their neck with no remorse on their backs. The dogs fight to their dying breath. They inject them, and I've seen the videos of what they do to them in the New York City shelters and shelters around the world in the multiple gas chambers and the way that these dogs are dragged. And these are big, strong dogs that don't even fight back because all they want is a little bit of love and attention. They don't even fight back. They're dragged to the back of a room on their backs, by their necks, by their feet, fighting for their lives, and they are killed in New York City. 200 dogs a day. One out of 800 dogs in New York City makes it out of the shelter alive.
Sinister, what is Mayor Bloomberg's position on this?
Mayor Bloomberg, you know what? Who knows? I have no use for him either. So.
No, I hear you. No. I was just curious what his stance was.
You know, Mayor Bloomberg does whatever the city's going to make the city money, and it's unfortunate that Julie Banks is the head of the ACC. She is the president. She is now. You cannot blame them 100%. They are only 50% of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The people who let dogs, who lose their dogs, who don't neuter and spay their dogs and have these puppies are another 50% of the problem.
Hmm.
Because neuter and spay is huge. You could blame the shelters. Yes, they're 150% wrong for what they do.
Yeah.
150% wrong. But you also have to blame people who who doesn't, listen, I don't want the dog no more, so I throw him in the street. I leave him in a field. You know where those dogs wind up? On death row. That litter of puppies, they wind up on death row. You have to neuter and spay your dog. There should be a mandatory law that your dog, unless he has a health problem or she has a health problem, that dog should be neutered and spayed.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely, 100%. So what it is, everyone's got culpability. Everyone has culpability. You know, all of us have to take responsibility.
Exactly. And the thing is, let's face it, you know, these people that dump their dogs, I mean, like Paul Patrick and all that, it doesn't have to be that way. They can take it down to the local rescue or whatever. They don't need to tie it to a lamppost or whatever. There's loads
Correct.
Of places that they can actually take these dogs. Now,
Correct.
That's not saying that everybody should go and dump their dogs down to the rescue before I get jumped on, but you know what I mean? It doesn't, you know, if they can't afford it, there's loads of organizations that can help you out if you've got problems with your dog or whatever
right.
it may be, or if you've got to give up your home or
yeah.
whatever it may be. There is people there to help.
You know, it's the same thing here in the U.S. When a lady doesn't want a baby, she can drop it off at the fire department, the police department, no questions asked. But some of these people, they drown them in the river, and it's horrible. It's just, it's no different. It's just no.
If they could give Michael Vick another dog, he's one of the biggest pieces of shit. And I hope he's listening, because Mike, I tell you to your face, you're a piece of shit for what you did to those dogs. If you could give that man a dog again, listen, you're saying that my kids are suffering. You know what? Yeah, your kids are suffering because of something that you did, that you should be held
That's
accountable
right.
for. Period. End of story. You should not have another dog.
Exactly.
No way in the world should you have begun. I wouldn't care if it was a Yorkie. You shouldn't have another dog. Period.
Right. That's right. Like, you know, like Sue said, the person who had Patrick, why didn't they just drop him off at the vet? What she did, you know exactly what happened to him, right, Sinister? To Patrick?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, right? You know, she wrapped him up in plastic. They allegedly wrapped him up in plastic and threw him down the garbage chute. And,
yeah.
Luckily a worker came by and found him. But as I said, I am so happy to say I spoke to the vet. I speak to the vet where he is every week. You know, he's being fostered. He doesn't go there. But she said he's a little monkey. He's just a little baby and the happiest guy you could meet. She said to me, you should be living the life Patrick's living. And when she told me that, I started crying. So,
yeah.
at least that's a victory. The Scavellis brought him back to health. And, as I said, he's really united. I mean, I wouldn't be on this show today if it wasn't for Patrick. I wouldn't have met any of you guys. And, So, we just got to, as we say, we just got to get the word out. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what have you got coming up in the future then, Sinister? And just to say, I, for one, absolutely love your new song. It's absolutely fantastic. Tell everybody about your song, Sinister.
Thank you. No Goodbyes was a song I wrote about my father passing away in October. And what I went through with him going to the hospital and seeing him suffer on life support for a year before finally his colon ruptured and it killed him. And, it was a hard song to write, with my son and Big Nez as well. It's just a very heartfelt song, and it's for everybody who's ever lost a loved one, whether it be a family member, a friend, a mother, a father, a dog, a cat, anybody, that is a song that I wrote for them. And I hope that they find a little bit of comfort in the song, knowing that they're not alone, and we're all people, and we all go through that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just brilliant, absolutely fantastic, and I know loads of people in the chat absolutely loved it, you know. Obviously, like you did the Justice for Lennox, and you did all the others. This one, it was just, I think it was because it was personal. That was, if you like, the deep down personal you, even more so.
Right, well, I hope that everybody liked it, and there is a lot more stuff coming that I haven't released yet. I have about 6 songs coming out in the next month. I'm going to be doing a lot of events, a lot of shows coming up. And, there's just a lot of positive things going on right now that I wish my father was here to see, because my father was a horse trainer for 30 years, and he was a tremendous dog lover. I mean, tremendous. And, you know, I just wish he was here to see what I'm doing, and he never really got a chance to see the work that I was doing with the dogs, because unfortunately he fell ill for 3 years. And, you know, that in itself is a heartbreak for me, because he would have absolutely loved it, you know. But what's next for Sinister? You know what? I can't answer that, only because it's all going to come down to the fans. You know, without the fans, you need your fan support, you know, and the more people who share the videos and share my songs and my music, you know, that's, you know, the only way I can save more dogs is to become a household name. I mean, you know, I work with...
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, brother.
I'm going to PM you all my events and stuff, and I'd be honored. You go ahead and put them all on there, and I'll talk it up for you.
Well,
it's from my heart. If I didn't believe in you, I wouldn't do it, and Sue will tell you that. And I have about 3 events going. I have about 4 or 5 pages that are dedicated to Patrick. And, you know, being the animal lover that you are, I will talk it up for you. So, you know, it starts little and we'll get big. But I will PM you, and I'll give you all the information.
Okay, brother. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. Like I said, I'm very big in certain areas, but I need to get to all the areas to become global. And the only way I could do that is through the fans.
That's it.
You know, and I mean, you have my word. I mean, everybody who knows me knows I'm the real deal when it comes to rescuing dogs and saving dogs and kittens and cats. And, you know, if I could have my way, if I had that kind of money that these big, big, big stars, I'll get there. Believe me, I'll get there, because we are a great group. And we have a lot of people. I mean, I'm over 100,000 viewers on YouTube, and I've accomplished that in only 2 months.
Wow.
And,
you
know, not too many artists that are, a matter of fact, I'd say 95% of the new artists that are out there can't say that.
Hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So obviously I'm doing something right. My son is a tremendous talent. Big Nez is a tremendous talent. My boy Jetta, my boy Norilito. You know, we're trying. Ultimately, our goal is to put a stop to this, put a stop to the killing, make cities no kill shelters, stop this BSL bullshit, and just save these dogs and fight for tougher laws against dog fighters, because dog fighting is at an all-time high right now in every state and in every country, and it's a huge problem, and we need to fight for tougher laws against these guys. And just, you know, no-kill shelters, man. We want no-kill shelters. If you could keep a rapist and a murderer and a pedophile in jail for 25 years and give him 3 meals a day, and give him recreation time and everything else, you mean to tell me that piece of shit is worth more than a loving dog or a loving animal?
Don't get Sue started here. She's going to be ranting in a second.
I'm just about to say... Don't even start, because I can feel an ass-free rant coming on here, but my thing to that Sinister is they even let them out and put them on a bloody list so that they can still go and look at kids in the bloody playground and everything else, and they're trying to tell us that they've got them all under control even though they're on a bloody list, but they won't let dogs go, the ones that have done absolutely nothing. How does that one work?
Yeah, it's you know, some people are like, you can't compare a human life to a dog life. You know what I say to that? Look at the quality of the human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at the quality of the human being. You mean to tell me that piece is worth more than a loving dog? I don't think so. I'll take the dog any day of the week.
You better believe
it. Exactly.
You better believe
it. You know what? There is, and I don't care if I get shot down for this, but there's one that I remember. Ian Huntley killed 2 girls, young girls, and had some girl that helped him to do it, and they killed these 2 girls, and I went to the grave, a church where they were actually putting memorial things down, and all the football players and everything sent T-shirts, and you've never seen anything like it in your life. That bastard is still in the bloody prison, and he's getting all this special treatment in his own cell, yet we've got dogs like Memphis that they won't even let go, even though he's done nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong. Nothing.
Yeah,
how the hell does that one work?
And Jeff Kaltenbach is one of the most compassionate, loving men. Him and Diana, they're the most wonderful people. They've done every, as we said, Sinister, they've done everything correct. Jeff followed the law. He tried to help them out. He was the one that evaluated Patrick, and he was the first one to evaluate Patrick. And he's the sweetest, and, you know, Sue met him yesterday, and he's the sweetest man you can know. And here Memphis,
fantastic, bloke.
At the end, he's being isolated. And Jeff's done everything correctly. It's just, I mean, he broke down on the air yesterday, Sinister. It's horrible. It's horrible. And, you know, I mean, you know, we're trying to rally, but in New Jersey, it's another repeat of what's been going on. Once again, you know, it's just heartbreaking.
Memphis is a heartbreaking story. And unfortunately, like I said, it's a whole number of things of why this is happening. And at the end of the day, we are the people who have to put a stop to it, you know.
Right.
And, you know, briefly before I go, because I'm going to let you guys end out the show, because I'm going through the Midtown Tunnel, I'm going to lose you, and it's almost time for the show to be up anyway. But all I can say is to anybody who's listening to me right now, you know, keep sharing the dogs, post them, go out, adopt. Neuter your dog, spay your dog, make a difference, donate to the good rescues, buy a Sinister to Capo. So,
well, it goes without saying.
You know, support me, and you know, I'm doing some big things right now. There's a lot of things in the works, and I love every single one of my fans, and I really do, and I appreciate every one of you, and. You know, I want to thank you for having me on the show again, Sue. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. Wonderful woman and a dear friend of mine. And it was a pleasure to finally get a chance to talk to you, brother. And I look
thank
forward
you,
to these PMs.
Yes,
and,
I will. And I'll also PM you my phone number. When you're in L.A., you come out here and we'll go
out.
Yeah,
we'll go grab a couple of hot dogs and some beers.
Well, they're not as good as New York, though, my friend, but, you know, it's all good.
Listen, with my diabetes, I'd settle for any hot dog at that point in the beer. So, you know, with that being said, Concrete Angels, September 8th, live streaming to Britain, UK, Canada, all around the world. You know, tune in, watch me perform, and kick some fucking ass at that show, because that's what I'm going to do. And you know, tune in, watch me perform, and you know, if you're listening, please come to the event if you're in New York City, September 8th, between 41st and 42nd, Times Square and 7th Avenue, from 2 o'clock to 5 p.m., you know, come watch me do my thing, man. Believe me, the show is going to be phenomenal, I promise you.
New York style, brother, New York style.
Yes, sir. And it was a pleasure, and I love you guys. I love you, Sue. It was nice talking to you, brother, and
take care.
I'll leave you with that.
It was an honor to be on the show with you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Yes, it was an honor to serve with you, my friend. Salute
okay.
You. And Sue, I love you. Shout out to everybody who listened. I love everybody who listened. I love all my fans. Please keep listening, and I will see you soon.
Sinister, I have gone and retweeted all of your tweets for you. Everybody, please go and join this guy. This guy is, like Howard, one of our true gentlemen and a very good friend of mine. Sinister, thank you ever so much. You're an absolute star. Love you loads, mate.
My pleasure. I love you guys, too.
Take care, bro.
Okay, brother.
Oh, see you. Bye. Oh, what an absolute star of a gem.
What a gentleman. What a gentleman. I've got a new friend now, and he's a New York brother, so that's the best part.
He's absolutely fantastic. He's done so much. And it's like when I call you, Howard, you know, when we have like an hour on the phone, it's exactly the same with him. You know what I mean? He's just absolutely sound, absolutely great. And I saw the pictures when he rescued two pups.
Uh-huh.
And I rung him up the one time and said to him, how are you getting on with those puppies then? And he broke, you know, he was nigh on in tears on the phone. He said, Sue, I've had to take them to rescue. I've got no more room in the house. But they told me that they're going to find homes for them. But I'm telling you now, he said, Sue, if they don't rehome them within 2 weeks, I'm going back to get them. Do you know what I mean? He's just amazing. Just an amazing guy.
Well, I will go on record and say this was a great experience, and I would say one of the best shows you've had, if I say so myself.
Oh, I tell you what, it's been fantastic. The thing with him is people judge him because he literally does so much, but they judge him on how his songs are. I mean, some of his songs, the F word is every other sentence, but it's because his heart's into it.
Correct.
He's such heartfelt guy. Do you know what I mean?
Correct. And, if you know, don't put him down. Yeah, you know, don't put him down if you choose not to listen to it, but don't judge him. He, you know, people don't, and, you know, obviously I know the other side now, and I'm going to be telling all my friends. It's just amazing.
Exactly. If you go and have a look on his Facebook, everybody needs to go and join up with Sinister. Go on his Facebook, look at the pictures. He is definitely one who is all heart. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he just does his best, and everybody needs to just keep sharing the links and everything else. But I know that he will be back on here again very, very soon.
That's wonderful.
And we're always, always sharing his links. He's just an absolute fantastic guy. So, been brilliant.
When we do the big Go Green and Blue event for the shelters there, I think we'll have to turn New York City green and blue. I'll have to get Sinister up on that one, see what he can do for us.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Oh, it's just absolute fantastic, you know. Now, what was the other thing I was going to say to you? What else have we got? How are we getting on with the events then?
Well, the senior...
I'm just going...
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, go on.
No, the senior event's going well, and Keisha, the one who is accused of doing the whole thing with Patrick, she's back on court on Monday, so we're going to see what happens with that. And as far as Memphis, there's no new news today. There's everything. I tell you the truth, everything's been a little quiet. So we're just hoping for a miracle on that. You know, as we said, we know he's isolated, like Jeff said, and I don't know really how much attention he's getting. But my concern is each moment, each minute, each hour that goes by. It's certainly not fair to Memphis.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, it's just, I've looked at the pictures, and he is absolutely beautiful, isn't he? He's such a gorgeous-looking dog.
He is. And, you know, I don't think Jeff's not listening today, but as I said, my heart goes out to him and Diana. They're just, you know, two of the finest people. Jeff is, you know, Jeff's like a brother to me. He truly is. You know, for those people listening that didn't listen yesterday, Jeff and I broke down on the air completely. So Sue had two grown men crying, and then today she had two crazy guys from New York. So I don't know, Sue.
And I was crying.
I know. But I can tell you from my heart that it meant a lot to Jeff because it was his first opportunity to really vocalize, you know, his opinions. I'm sure he had a lot stuffed up in there, and you know, I know it meant a lot to him, and I know it, you know, people PM me last night, thanks to the show. I told people to listen. They didn't even know about it. So, you know, once again, you know, the word's getting out there slowly but surely.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was just up to me. And the thing is, I also had a message off Diane as well, thanking me for the show and everything. Just both of them are such a lovely couple. And, you know, obviously, I've only just started talking to them, but they were absolutely amazing. You know, they're a lovely couple, to say the
yeah,
least.
Yeah, they are.
So, but if anybody's not seen the Memphis links, we'll put that onto the Ask Sue Show page. Go and have a look, read the story. It was amazing. Or you can listen again to the Ask Sue Show that was yesterday with myself and Howard.
Yep.
So it's been brilliant having you on two shows.
Yes, that's amazing. We didn't have any callers today? No callers, huh?
No, but they're so busy listening.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah, that's great then. Yeah, well, I mean, with Sinister, he kept everyone entertained, that's for sure. That is
for
sure.
I think it was the thought of the calendar that did it.
Yeah, maybe he can do it. I mean, that would probably raise a lot of money for the shelters and stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, just absolutely fantastic. So, now, what was the other thing I wanted to say about? Right, so we've done the seniors. Now, what was the other one? Oh, come on. Go Green and Blue for the other event that you've got.
Oh, well, for the seniors?
Yeah, I've done the seniors. We said about the seniors. So the other one?
Well, I have one for Patrick, and then we have one going for Memphis. So
that's right. So if
that's
ever,
about,
what
that's
we'll
about,
do,
that's about all I can.
I don't believe that for a minute.
No.
What we'll do is we'll put those links onto the Ask Sue Show straight after show. So anybody who wants to join up, Also, Howard's on Facebook. We'll put the link on for Howard again. It's just an amazing guy, to say the absolutely, so, you know, absolutely fantastic. Oh, it's been absolutely brilliant. I must admit, I'm absolutely exhausted today, and the show's been absolutely fantastic.
It's been an interesting couple of days, that's for sure.
It has. I've had a couple of people who've inboxed me on Facebook, so let me just go and have a look at that. They are just thanking us for the show, and Howard, they want to say, I can't even open my thing now. It's just gone slow again for some reason on my laptop. But they just want to say thank you very much for coming on the show again. They enjoyed the show last night, and they're sending love to Jeff and Diane as well. So, you know, just let them know that everybody's thinking about them from the UK and everywhere. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, now, what was the thing? I put that Great Dane on your wall as well, Howard. Have a look at that. I still can't get over that poor dog.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? It's just like a bigger version of Patrick.
Oh, boy.
Do you know what I mean? It's just disgusting, to say the least.
Oh, my God. Now, where is this dog? Where is the dog, Sue? Do you know where it is?
I don't know where it's based at. Hold a minute. I'll see if I can find it again. Hold a minute.
It just never ends.
Oh, it's just... Oh, you know, there's so many different things you see every day, and, you know, and let's face it, there's so many. I think if we looked at every single picture, it would break your heart, to say the absolute least, wouldn't it? It says, let me just read this. It says, Sykeston Area Humane Society wrote, "It is sad that we even have to say this as a reminder to some people, but here it goes. If you cannot take care of your pets, please do not get one. This Great Dane was confiscated off a property here in Sykeston, is that sound right? Along with another small breed dog in similar shape. I was able to pick her with just one hand. They are both here and safe, but it will take a lot of time for them to be healthy, happy dogs. All of this could have been easily been prevented. Felony animal cruelty charges are being filed against the owners." Just absolutely terrible, to say the least. Just terrible. But, you know, at the end of the day, let's hope that poor dog has a just as amazing story as obviously our Patrick has as well.
Sue, I just got a PM from your daughter. "Hey, Howard, it's Emma Sue's daughter. How are you?"
She's a star. Yes,
Emma,
Howard just told me that you PM'd him, thank you.
Well done, Howard.
Oh, I love her accent. I'll put her on the phone. I want to say hello to your daughter there.
She said, you're supposed to message her back.
Oh, I will message her back, but I wanted to say hello to her live on the air, but I will message her back there. How old is she, Sue?
She's 11, coming on 20.
Oh, good luck. I'm not going to comment on that one.
No, well... The worst thing at the moment is a 16-year-old that's just left school, who's going to hopefully be going to college, who's 16, coming on 28, and thinks she knows it all.
Oh, that's great. Unbelievable. Well, tell her I say hello back to her. Actually,
yeah,
I just got it. See, I'm PMing with your daughter now, so I don't know what this has come to now. He said thank you.
You think I'm bad? It's nothing, love, I can tell you.
She is
one of these, Howard, that... If there's anything to rescue, she'd be the first one to rescue it. She's just like a mother, and she's absolutely sound. We've had a good day today, and she's been absolutely brilliant. All of my kids have been absolutely fantastic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Been really good, so.
Well, that's great. No, that's
She's getting all big-headed now, so I need to stop quickly.
Please
can you tell Howard that from looking at the chat box, looks like he's a good...
Tell her I love her accent. I just love her accent.
He loves your accent, Emma.
Stop it!
You know what? I must just say to all the listeners that during the show, my daughter's here, and she literally goes on her own Facebook and has a rant, and it's just like her mother. And she sits here as good as gold while I'm doing the show and everything else. Do you know what I mean? And they've been absolutely fantastic. Bill's on the laptop. He's listening as well and keeping an eye on everything for me. And I tell you what, they are brilliant, you know, in that sense. They've all supported me, and They've seen me on some down times, but, you know, we'll get there. It's been good.
Sure. I remember you promised Sinister and I that you're going to take care of yourself, so you must do that.
Yes. Yeah. So, oh, it's been absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So, right, we're down to 9 minutes, so I'm going to play Sinister Song. Unfortunately, all of my songs have disappeared off my Blog Talk Radio, so I've got one of Sinister's, so I'm going to play that to finish the show with.
Great.
So maybe you can have a listen, Howard, while you're at it. I think this one's got a few swear words, but to be fair, his heart's in it. And he's an absolute sound guy, to say the least. So, but Howard, I want to say thank you very much again for coming on to the show.
Oh, wait, I have a message here from your daughter. It says, tell Mum to tell everyone I cannot get onto my account, please.
All I've got two words to that.
I'm not gonna
Mother's daughter.
I think it's contagious.
Yeah. It's okay. I'll never fetch all four of them on at the same time. Howard, you're safe.
Unbelievable.
Howard, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I really appreciate it.
I can't believe
2 hours has gone already.
I know, and I want to just say, everyone, to please say your prayers for Diane and for Diana and Jeff, and we do
definitely
appreciate it. And thank you for everyone who has supported them, and of course, tell all your friends about the Ask Sue Show, my friends. It's an excellent time, and just spread the word out there. Tell everyone you know.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Thank you ever so much for that. I really, really appreciate it, Howard. Thanks ever
okay,
so much.
Friend.
And I'll speak to you very soon.
Okay, honey. Love you. Take care.
All right then, darling. Thanks ever so much.
Okay,
Michael.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that is coming to the end of the show. I want to thank Howard Eipstein for coming on to the show. He's been absolutely fantastic. A brilliant show last night as well, so please listen in on that. And also, thank you very much to Sinister, who's come on the show. Please share his links to his songs and everything else. It's been absolutely fantastic. The laptop has gone absolutely so slow, I can hardly type. So thank you very much to everybody who supported. Thank you very much to all the listeners. And thank you very much for the inbox messages of the support. I really appreciate that. So I'm going to finish the show off with one of Sinister's songs, and it's called Can't Stop Me. Please share his links, share his Twitters, and, of course, join the Ask Sue Show on Facebook, and please, please keep sharing all of the links on the Ask Sue Show. Thanks ever so much, and good night, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, Sinister the Capo, Norvalito Brigante, Cypress the Killer, Old Brain. Yo, I run these streets, man, I murk these beats. It's a Sinister the Capo, man, I know no defeat. I'm a concrete angel, better watch when you say my name. Play the game, start a fucking war, hang you with your chain. Put a bullet in your brain, things will never be the same. Niggas sounding kinda lame, Sinister is no insane. Do the game, homie, watch me come and dispute. We'll have your face twisted up like Mary Jo Butterfuco. I pollute you, deadlier than fucking AIDS. King of New York, motherfucker, and you know I got the stage. Sinister the Capo, this is battle. Axe war, and we know no defeat. This is battle axe law. I'm a moomin' by myself, battle axe. Maybe better throw you off a fucking bridge in my battle axe weather. Deadly to the leather, yo, there's no way you winning. I'm a battle axe warrior, this is just the beginning. 4-4 Desert Eagle, there's no way for you to stop me. We keep it battle axe, waistline rocking. Tick tock, goes the clock, you can't stop me. Fuck around with Sons of Sin, you'll get poppy. Yeah, battle axe movement. Norvalito Brigante, fuck around with the head honcho. I ain't Colito and I'm killing fucking Benny Blanco. Leaving niggas bleeding, take their ass to the alley. I'm well known from the BX all the way to Cali. Who's next on the list? Merc, I'm line them up. Killers leave their resume, niggas sign them up. These chrome hammers, bloodstained, let me shine them up. Watch these motherfuckers slump down, wind them up. Back to basics, dead with no traces. Ox to your faces, glory's catching cake. 4-4 Desert Eagles, there's no way for you to stop me. We keep it battle axe, waistline rocking. Tick tock goes the clock, you can't stop me. Fuck around with Sons of Sin, you'll get popped.
Norvalito Brigante, Sinister the Capo. Cypress the killer, pull the Glock and leave you baffled. Staggering, I'll leave you faggots in a bad predicament. Step on stage and break a leg and a ligament. When it comes to beef, my clique brave like Atlanta. Stay mashing on your niggas, acting fruity like Panther. Stalk my prey in the night like a motherfucking panther. And my flow's so sick, I gave the microphone cancer. I stay murking niggas, leave you in the streets speaking. Ain't a concrete angel, I'm a concrete demon. Leave you breathing on rest for raiders. Have death knocking on your door. All you hearing is the neighbors calling the cops, the coroner dropped your body at the morgue, slugs hitting the floor from the shoddy.
4-4 Desert Eagles, there's no way for you to stop me. We keep it battle axe, waistline brocky. Tick tock, goes the clock, you can't stop me. Fuck around with sons of sin, you'll get